Thank you, my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, thus in the universe family of God, for listening to my podcast, Personal God Consciousness in Jesus and Living Eternal Truths. I am Brother Dave, your host. Please visit my large website, www.purechristians.org, or ledbyjesus.org, same website. You'll find many valuable and comprehensive religious and spiritual resources there. When you get there, scroll about 25% down the homepage, and then you may read, download, and share my always free 100-page PDF of key highlights of my books on the nature, life, and teachings of our Creator, Son of God, and Son of Man, Jesus Christ. If any here wish to receive by email a free copy of the text on our show, comment, ask questions, or receive more free text, just email me, dave@purechristians.org. Freely we have received truth in God's Spirit. Freely we love to share His truth. We hope and pray that you do too. We thank you, our brothers and sisters in the perfecting family of God, of all mankind here on earth. We thank you all for listening. Thank you for your spiritual support. We thank you for sharing gems of truth with others. We have selected verses and paragraphs on this topic from the Christian Bible and from the unique 2,097-page Fifth Epical Revelation of Truth, which is named the Urantia Book. That revelation was given around AD 1935. It's in modern American English, and it allows our seeking minds and souls much joy and enthusiasm as we read these powerful verses. All reflective truth-seeking humans on this planet will find some value from these readings. It's freely available online. There's no copyright because only humans can hold a copyright, and this revelation was given by superhumans, so it's fully in the public domain, and so it allows us to then share portions of it wisely with others. So now we'll continue.
I am now back on schedule after the Christmas and New Year's holidays and also doing some home repairs. I'm sorry that this part two has come about 6 weeks after part one. I plan to now resume doing a podcast here every 2 weeks or less for the year 2021 and beyond. Here are highlights from my website on my topical study 132, True and False Liberty and Freedom on All Levels, Part 2. This is from the Urantia Book, Paper 13, The Sacred Spheres of Paradise, Section 4, The Worlds of the Infinite Spirit, and this is Paragraph 5. The determiner of the differential of spiritual presence exists in your own hearts and minds and consists in the manner of your own choosing, in the decisions of your minds, and in the determination of your own wills. This differential is inherent in the free will reactions of intelligent personal beings, beings whom the Universal Father has ordained shall exercise his liberty of choosing. And the deities are ever true to the ebb and flow of their spirits in meeting and satisfying the conditions and demands of this differential of creature choice, now bestowing more of their presence in response to a sincere desire for the same, and again withdrawing themselves from the scene as their creatures decide adversely in the exercise of their divinely beloved freedom of choice. Thus does the spirit of divinity become humbly obedient to the choosing of the creatures of the realm. What a tremendous opportunity we have to seek to know God, to love Him, and to do His will. That leads to true peace and happiness, even eternal peace and happiness. Paper 32, The Evolution of Local Universes, Section 5, The Eternal and Divine Purpose, Paragraphs 7 and 8. There is in the mind of God a plan which embraces every creature of all His vast domains. And this plan is an eternal purpose, a boundless opportunity, unlimited progress, and endless life. And the infinite treasures of such a matchless career are yours for the striving. The goal of eternity is ahead. The adventure of divinity attainment lies before you. The race for perfection is on. Whosoever will may enter, and certain victory will crown the efforts of every human being who will run the race of faith and trust, depending every step of the way on the leading of the indwelling adjuster, that's God's pure spirit will living within you, and on the guidance of that good spirit of the universe creator's Son, our sovereign creator Son of God, Jesus Christ Michael, which so freely has been poured out upon all flesh. I add, He, the Spirit of all truth, who is just like Jesus, but here in omnipresent Spirit presence, and not a limited physical body. On that in the Bible, we can see John chapter 16, verses 7 through 16. Our good Master Jesus Christ, here in His Spirit of Truth, gives us true spiritual liberty. We can freely choose everything we think and do. Freely following God's indwelling will gives us the greatest eternal liberties with great spiritual peace and joy. Paper 34, The Local Universe Mother Spirit. That's the partner of Jesus Christ, Michael, the two co-equal rulers of our local universe named Nevadon, which has, at the end of this age, will have 10 million human inhabited planets. Right now, it's probably about 60% complete. So many hundred thousand or millions of years, there'll be 10 million planets. And that fasten your seatbelt, there are 700,000 local universes in this first supreme age. So if you do the math, that means at the end of this age, there will be 10 trillion human inhabited planets. And that's nothing compared to the infinite potential of the cosmos infinite. If God wants an infinite number of planets, that's no problem. We don't know that. But we know there will be, just in this first beginning age, the supreme age, there will be 10 trillion human inhabited planets. And people say, well, why don't they visit now? Well, we're a young planet, and a planet that has a double spiritual default, which is now corrected by Jesus. And so that puts us even more retarded compared to the more advanced humans on the other planets. So they don't want to visit us until we get more spiritual and more loving and tolerant, and least likely to shoot any spacecraft that would come down here. That's their tendency now. So they watch us from afar. They probably have techniques we don't know about, where they probably know everything going on here. And they're also in the universe circuits, communication circuits, and so they have access that way too. Okay, in this Local Universe Mother Spirit, Section 5, The Ministry of the Spirit, Paragraph 5, though the Spirit of Truth is poured out upon all flesh, the Spirit of the Son is almost wholly limited in function and power by man's personal reception of that which constitutes the sum and substance of the mission of the bestowal Son. That's our Jesus Christ, of course. The Holy Spirit is partly independent of human attitude and partially conditioned by the decisions and cooperation of the will of man, and that's men and women equally. All humans are classified as sons of God, and the different types of angels are classified as daughters of God. So when they say man or mankind, that's equally all men and all women, and children too. Reading on, nevertheless, the ministry of the Holy Spirit becomes increasingly effective in the sanctification and spiritualization of the inner life of those mortals who the more fully obey the divine leadings. I add, she, the Holy Creative Spirit, is a co-equal spirit partner of he, the Creator Son of God, Jesus Christ, Michael. She is the real, eternal spirit, bride of Christ, as mentioned in the Bible, and not any human-run Christian church of about 40,000 different denominations, and having contending intellectual doctrinal divisions. The Holy Spirit person is divine and perfect, as our God-man spirit person, Jesus Christ, also is. Humans here are all imperfect, limited, mortal sons of God. That is nearly an infinite difference. God has infinite wisdom and patience, so He allows us to slowly, morally, and spiritually perfect up through just over 1 billion progressively higher heavens for about 1 trillion more years to make us then spiritually perfect to allow us to become eternal paradise residents. And then continuing unending eternal growth and unlimited service adventures. What a glorious destiny God our Father has given to us. Paper 39, the Seraphic Hosts, that's the angels, the guardian angels down here mainly. Section 4, Administer Seraphim, paragraph 10 and 11. Okay, item number 4, Quickeners of Morality. On the next 7 mansion worlds, you will begin to learn self-government for the benefit of all concerned. Your mind learns cooperation, learns how to plan with other and wiser beings. On the system, that's spiritual headquarters, the seraphic teachers will further quicken your appreciation of cosmic morality, of the interactions of liberty and loyalty. Paragraph 11, what is loyalty? It is the fruit of an intelligent appreciation of universe brotherhood. One cannot take so much and give nothing. As you ascend the personality scale, first you learn to be loyal, then to love, then to be filial, which means following God as his son or daughter, and then may you be free, not until you are a paradise finaliter, not until you have attained perfection of loyalty, can you self-realize finality of liberty. Paper 48, The Marantia Life. Marantia means soul level. That's what we'll be after we're resurrected. We don't have a physical body. We're much higher with a soul reality body. And then after we graduate through our local universe here, Jesus will grant us first stage spirit reality to go up even higher through over 1 billion progressively higher spiritual heavens, and then paradise. And then after that, we go on into unending infinity in God the Father, infinite I Am. Section 6, Marantia World Seraphim, Transition Ministers, paragraph 35. From them, that's ministering seraphim in the next higher heavens, you will learn to let pressure develop stability and certainty, to be faithful and earnest, and, withal, cheerful, to accept challenges without complaint, and to face difficulties and uncertainties without fear. They will ask, if you fail, will you rise indomitably to try anew? If you succeed, will you maintain a well-balanced poise, a stabilized and spiritualized attitude throughout every effort in the long struggle to break the fetters of material inertia, to attain the freedom of spiritual existence? I add, to be totally free, we have to be perfectly godlike as our Creator Father and Elder Brother Jesus Christ Michael is. This may take about 1 trillion years in 570 advancing soul form heavens in our local universe, and slightly over 1 billion progressive spirit form heavens before we are all perfected in spirit and eternally admitted into infinite paradise and in the full presence of God the Father, Son, and Spirit, the Paradise Trinity. What a glorious sterling destiny and true spiritual liberty we are given by our loving Father God. Section 7, Marantia Moda, that's soul super philosophy. That's what we'll learn up in the next Marantia Heavens. And they give some human analogies to some of this beginning Marantia Moda lessons that we'll do in our next, after we resurrect up into a soul form, Marantia Heaven. Okay, this is number 6, paragraph 8, item number 6. To enjoy privilege without abuse, to have liberty without license, to possess power and steadfastly refuse to use it for self-aggrandizement, these are the marks of high civilization. Paper 54, Problems of the Lucifer Rebellion. Now, in this revelation, there are 2 or 3 papers on the Lucifer Rebellion. I'm going to just go into a few highlights about true and false liberty, which is this section number 1. Okay, and we'll read all these paragraphs. Of all the perplexing problems growing out of the Lucifer Rebellion, that was 200,000 years ago when he rebelled, and then Jesus stopped that in AD 30, of course, when he incarnated here. There are no more evil spirits that can touch anybody on this planet since Jesus came here. Okay, of all the perplexing problems growing out of the Lucifer Rebellion, none has occasioned more difficulty than the failure of immature evolutionary mortals, that's us, to distinguish between true and false liberty. True liberty is the quest of the ages and the reward of evolutionary progress. False liberty is a subtle deception of the error of time and the evil of space. Enduring liberty is predicated on the reality of justice, intelligence, maturity, fraternity, and equity. Now, when they talk about the error of time and evil of space, eventually we will overcome and become timeless, and then later, much higher, we'll overcome space and we'll be spaceless. We'll have no time and no space limitations when we're on eternal paradise. Now, what that means, I have no idea. I don't think any human can comprehend being timeless and spaceless and on paradise. I have a sense, possibly a little bit, about timelessness, but I don't know what spacelessness would mean. But there's still sequence and simultaneity. See, we lose time, but on paradise there's still sequence. And we lose space, but there's still simultaneity, which is higher than space. Reading on, enduring liberty is predicated on the reality of justice, intelligence, maternity, fraternity, and equity. Liberty is a self-destroying technique of cosmic existence when its motivation is unintelligent, unconditioned, and uncontrolled. True liberty is progressively related to reality and is ever regardful of social equity, cosmic fairness, universe fraternity, and divine obligations. Liberty is suicidal when divorced from material justice, intellectual fairness, social forbearance, moral duty, and spiritual values. Liberty is non-existent apart from cosmic reality, and all personality reality is proportional to its divinity relationships. I add, sincere prayer and worship of our loving Father God and godly service ministry to all humans without favor make us more real and yields perfect peace and sure progress and much more. Next paragraph. Unbridled self-will and unregulated self-expression equal unmitigated selfishness, the acme of ungodliness. Liberty without the associated and ever-increasing conquest of self is a figment of egoistic, mortal imagination. Self-motivated liberty is a conceptual illusion, a cruel deception. License masquerading in the garments of liberty is a forerunner of abject bondage. When we are selfish in sin, we're limiting ourselves. We're putting ourselves in bondage. Hopefully we can learn from that. Now, God is very loving and forgiving of our sins, even of our iniquities. In the Bible, it says, all sins are forgiven except blasphemy. When in this revelation, Jesus says, even that is forgiven if you're honest of heart and try to do better and to seek being a better person with God's help. There's no sin that cannot be forgiven. To see the infinite love and mercy of God the Father, Jesus tells us three beautiful parables. You can see this in the Bible in Luke chapter 15. The lost coin, the lost sheep, and the lost son. Read those again. Very powerful. Okay, the next paragraph, 6. True liberty is the associate of genuine self-respect. False liberty is the consort of self-admiration. True liberty is the fruit of self-control. False liberty, the assumption of self-assertion. Self-control leads to altruistic service. Self-admiration tends towards the exploitation of others for the selfish aggrandizement of such a mistaken individual as is willing to sacrifice righteous attainment for the sake of possessing unjust power over his fellow beings. Even wisdom is divine and safe only when it is cosmic in scope and spiritual in motivation. I could add, there are some people that are terrible serial killers and do terrible sinful things, and they're very high IQ people. They could use that high IQ to do well, to love people, and even intelligence serve people much better. But they're selfish, and they take that high IQ and they devise ways of destroying a lot of people. That's terrible. So that's why just being wise, it has to be godly, not wise and sinful. Next paragraph. There is no error greater than that species of self-deception which leads intelligent beings to crave the exercise of power over other beings for the purpose of depriving these persons of their natural liberties. The golden rule of human fairness cries out against all such fraud, unfairness, selfishness, and unrighteousness. Only true and genuine liberty is compatible with the reign of love and the ministry of mercy. How dare the self-willed creature encroach upon the rights of his fellows in the name of personal liberty when the supreme rulers of the universe stand back in merciful respect for these prerogatives of will and potentials of personality. No being, in the exercise of his supposed personal liberty, has a right to deprive any other being of those privileges of existence conferred by the creators and duly respected by all their loyal associates, subordinates, and subjects. Evolutionary man may have to contend for his material liberties with tyrants and oppressors on a world of sin and iniquity or during the early times of a primitive evolving sphere, but not so on the Marantia, soul reality, worlds, on the higher spirit spheres. War is the heritage of early evolutionary man, but on worlds of normal advancing civilization, physical combat as a technique of adjusting racial misunderstandings has long since fallen into disrepute. Section 6, The Triumph of Love, Paragraph 1. Whatever the difficulties evolutionary mortals may encounter in their efforts to understand the Lucifer Rebellion, which, as I said, is started 200,000 years ago, false of Lucifer's assistant Satan, and then our biological uplifters, Adam and Eve, who came here 38,000 years ago, and they defaulted about 37,000 years ago when they were led astray by Satan and other agents. But they didn't know they were going astray, but they were deceived. Okay, let me read on here in this paragraph. It should be clear to all reflective thinkers that the technique of dealing with the rebels is a vindication of divine love. The loving mercy extended to the rebels does seem to have involved many innocent beings in trials and tribulations, but all these distraught personalities may securely depend upon the all-wise judges to adjudicate their destinies in mercy as well as in justice. I add, material sons of God, Adam and Eve, are now rehabilitated by Jesus. Lucifer and Satan are confined by the order of our sovereign creator, Son of God, Jesus Christ, into a higher spiritual detention sphere, awaiting final judgment decisions, which always include the love of God the Father and the mercy of our creator, Son of God, Jesus Christ. See and believe, John chapter 12, verses 31 and 32. I'll read that here. Jesus says this, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the prince, that's the former or evil prince of this world, will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, he is, I will draw all people unto myself." That is the World English Bible Free Online Public Domain. I do not use copyrighted Bibles. They don't seem right to me. King James Bible is also no copyright, but that's Old English. For many years, I took the King James Bible, and then I translated it to modern English, and then added a few comments, exclamation also. Some of that's available on my website, purechristians.org. Paragraph 2. In all their dealings with intelligent beings, both the Creator's Son and His Paradise Father are love-dominated. It is impossible to comprehend many phases of the attitude of the universe rulers toward rebels and rebellion, sin and sinners, unless it is remembered that God as a Father takes precedence over all other phases of deity manifestation and all the dealings of divinity with humanity. It should also be recalled that the Paradise Creator's sons are all mercy-motivated. If an affectionate father of a large family chooses to show mercy to one of his children guilty of grievous wrongdoing, it may well be that the extension of mercy to the misbehaving child will work a temporary hardship upon all the other and well-behaved children. Such eventualities are inevitable. Such a risk is inseparable from the reality situation of having a loving parent and of being a member of a family group. Each member of a family profits by the righteous conduct of every other member. Likewise must each member suffer the immediate time consequences of the misconduct of every other member. Families, groups, nations, races, worlds, systems, constellations, and universes are relationships of association which possess individuality. Therefore, does every member of any such group, large or small, reap the benefits and suffer the consequences of the right-doing and the wrongdoing of all other members of the group concerned. But one thing should be made clear. If you are made to suffer the evil consequences of the sin of some member of your family, some fellow citizen or fellow mortal, even rebellion in the system or otherwise, no matter what you may have to endure because of the wrongdoing of your associates, fellows, or superiors, you may rest secure in the eternal assurance that such tribulations are transient afflictions. None of these fraternal consequences of misbehavior in the group can ever jeopardize your eternal prospects or in the least degree deprive you of your divine right of paradise ascension and God attainment. As there is compensation for these trials, delays, and disappointments which invariably accompany the sin of rebellion, of the many variable repercussions of the Lucifer rebellion which might be named, I will only call attention to the enhanced careers of those mortal ascenders, the Gerasim system citizens, that's what we will be in the future, who, by withstanding the sophistries of sin, place themselves in line for becoming future mighty messengers, fellows of my own order. This paper was given by a mighty messenger, a spiritually ascended human being. Every being who stood the test of that evil episode thereby immediately advanced his administrative status and enhanced his spiritual worth. At first, the Lucifer upheaval appeared to be unmitigated calamity to the system and to the universe. Gradually, benefits began to accrue. With the passing of 25,000 years of system time, that's 20,000 years of Urantian time, so this is 200,000 years the rebellion started, minus 20,000 years of our time. So that was about 180,000 years ago. The Melchizedeks, their high sons of God, lesser Christ type, the Melchizedeks began to teach that the good resulting from Lucifer's folly had come to equal the evil incurred. And that was way back 180,000 years ago. The sum of evil had by that time become almost stationary, continuing to increase only on certain isolated worlds, as our planet Earth still is, partly isolated, while the beneficial repercussions continue to multiply and extend off through the universe and super-universe even to Avona. That's the billion ultimate-absolute super-high heavens that surround paradise. The Melchizedeks now teach that the good resulting from the system rebellion is more than 1,000 times the sum of all the evil. Wow. See, God's all-knowing and all-wise, so he'll let this evil play out. Because in all sin, there's a central seed of all sin, which guarantees the ultimate destruction of all the sin. The seed is truth and goodness of God. Sin is going to go away one way or another after a period of time. But such an extraordinary and beneficent harvest of wrongdoing can only be brought about by the wise, divine, and merciful attitude of all of Lucifer's superiors, extending from the constellation Fathers Anidantia to the universal Father on Paradise. The passing of time has enhanced the consequential good to be derived from the Lucifer folly. And since the evil to be penalized was quite fully developed within a comparatively short time, it is apparent that the all-wise and far-seeing universe rulers would be certain to extend the time in which to reap increasingly beneficial results. Regardless of the many additional reasons for delaying the apprehension and adjudication of the system rebels, this one gain would have been enough to explain why these sinners were not sinner in turn, and why they have not been adjudicated and destroyed. Short-sighted and time-bound mortal minds should be slow to criticize the time delays of the far-seeing and all-wise administrators of universe affairs. One error of human thinking respecting these problems consists in the idea that all evolutionary mortals on an evolving planet would choose to enter upon the paradise career as sin had not cursed their world. The ability to decline survival does not date from the times of the Lucifer Rebellion. Mortal man has always possessed the endowment of free will choice regarding the paradise career, before, during, and after the Lucifer Rebellion, and at all time. We always have divine free will choice. To be an eternal ascending son of God, or to be not, that's totally between God and you. No other beings are involved in that decision. But you can use the love and mercy of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and help to self-transform yourself if you really want to do that. That's in your heart, your true being, your personality, will, desire, and with your soul controlling your lower mind and your even lower body. Your mind should control your body, your soul should control your mind, and your God spirit and your eternal unchanging personality should control all those three lower levels. So there are five basic parts of a human and not three parts. In the Bible, I think they just say three parts. I just found this out about 10 years ago, that the word personality is not in the Bible. The writers of the Bible, many writers, a couple hundred, I guess, or more, maybe 1,000, they didn't have a comprehension of personality. So the word personality is not in the Bible. It might be in some future editions of it, but they didn't know anything about personality back then. Of course, Jesus knew all about personality, but he decided not to teach that until later. But in this fifth epical revelation that I'm reading from the Urantia book, there's a section on personality, and it covers, there's 25 statements about personality. And these high divine beings that gave us this revelation say they would not dare to try to understand and convey to us the full meaning of personality. It's too high and deep for us. But they gave us 25 statements about the characteristics of personality. And that's a fascinating study. So if you online, you can electronically download the Ranch book and then word search for personality. Go through it. I think I've done a topical study on that. Maybe one or two. Very enlightening. Next, paragraph 10. As you ascend in the survival experience, you will broaden your universe concepts and extend your horizon of meanings and values, and thus will you be able to be better to understand why such beings as Lucifer and Satan are permitted to continue in rebellion. I add, until Jesus Christ incarnated here on earth and removed all spiritual rebels and AD 30 on and permanently. You will also better comprehend how ultimate, if not immediate good, can be derived from time-limited evil. After you attain paradise, you will really be enlightened and comforted when you listen to the superaphic philosophers discuss and explain these profound problems of universe adjustment. But even then, I doubt that you will be fully satisfied in your own minds. At least I was not, even when I had thus attained the acme of universe philosophy. I did not achieve a full comprehension of these complexities until after I had been assigned to administrative duties in the super universe, where by actual experience I required conceptual capacity adequate for the comprehension of such many-sided problems in cosmic equity and spiritual philosophy. As you ascend paradiseward, you will increasingly learn that many problematic features of universe administration can only be comprehended subsequent to the acquirement of increased experiential capacity and to the achievement of enhanced spiritual insight. Cosmic wisdom is essential to the understanding of cosmic situations. I state, we all should fully love and trust God to perfectly do the best for real peace and progress of every individual and also for the supreme whole cosmos. Okay, that finishes part two. And then in 2 weeks or less, I will continue on here in this study in part three. And instead of saying goodbye, I now like to say farewell. Do well. Thank you.